Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Trigger Warning Podcast. I am Dee Chanel, your favorite hood rat lightworker. Then you have my wonderful co-host, Kalisha Lachey, your shadow work coach. See, I got it right this week. I got it right this
Period.
week.
We had to get it together, y'all.
Sooner or later.
Yes, it is a beautiful day. How are you feeling?
Today.
One word, one word.
Tired.
Okay.
That's it.
I feel
Tired
that.
about. What about you?
I said one word and I'm like, dang, one word. Okay.
Right. That's awesome.
My one word would be I guess drained a little bit. Yeah. I want to say overstimulated, but drained. It's this heat in combination with life in and everyday responsibilities and yeah, but we it's all good. It's all good. This is all part of the journey.
The ever never ending journey that we're gonna just keep on rolling, baby.
Yep.
We King Georgian around here. This train gonna keep on rolling.
And will. So today, y'all, we are talking about trauma dumping, which leads to trauma
Trauma
bonding.
bonds.
Trauma bonds. I know y'all done heard about it on TikTok. I feel
Honey.
like that's where a lot of people hear about stuff nowadays.
Right.
TikTok is the new Google. So, trauma dumping. What is trauma dumping? Hood rat, light worker.
Trauma dumping is basically
Add.
where, you're out here, like you said, in the victim mindset, and you're just bonding. Well, my way, I'm always gonna keep saying bonding, y'all. So however you wanna say it, dumping or bonding, but you're bonding with people over your trauma. So y'all have became close because when you met them, y'all dumped each other's trauma on each other, and that made y'all come close as one. So you never started on a healthy foundation. It's always been straight chaos, a mess, trauma, triggers. Yeah.
And
What about you?
it's,
What you think of it?
so you, and you say that, but it's like, do you think, 'cause I'm sure you've trauma bonded with people, so do you think in the moment when you're creating these relationships, like, did it stand out as like chaotic and trauma or like, 'cause I know for
No.
me, it definitely wasn't like I didn't trauma bonded with people. Hell, I'm trauma bonded with my ex-husband. So, like, but creating it definitely didn't feel, wrong or chaotic or anything like that. So,
It definitely did. It felt platonic. We can say that. It felt platonic, but it
for
was
sure.
really, it was whoo, yeah. To get rid of the trauma bonding bond you have with someone is the whole new monkey. That's what I'm gonna call it. It's a whole new monkey. For sure.
So yeah, so trauma dumping just, and I think we briefly mentioned it in one of the previous episodes. I cannot think of which one. So watch them or listen. Apple
And
Podcasts,
YouTube.
Spotify Podcasts, or YouTube. But it's like with trauma dumping, a lot of people tend to do this with their friends. And I wanted to separate the two, the trauma dumping and the trauma bonding, because with the trauma dumping, it is not always like the whole relationship that's like, that needs to throw it away, right? Like it's the, well, I guess there's some relationships that are completely trauma bonds, and those, hopefully by the end of this episode, we will be able to recognize those types of relationships. However, there are some friendships like that we have where we can say that we have like a, good relationship, a somewhat healthy relationship. However, we may still trauma dump and have a trauma bond. So I do think it is like a case by case basis, if you will. But with trauma dumping, the issue that in general is a lot of people tend to trauma dump, and one, they don't ask. Ask permission. Give consent. We need to get consent. Okay? Like it's like sex. Like, you need to get consent,
Before
because
you just come throw it all on me.
what I see is a lot of people tending to like, call their friend up and they like, girl, da 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 da, and this and this and this, and then can you believe and all that stuff, and that they're just sharing their experiences. And it's not to say, I mean, we got girlfriends, we got guy friends that we, that there's nothing wrong with it, but we have to kind of have that awareness around it as far as like limits, because we in general should not be trauma dumping with our friends. That is what your coach, well, not even your coach, that's really what your therapist or your counselor is. Those are the ones that get paid to listen to you and just talk and process and do all those things. It's not really for our friends, and I know we've talked about it too, like being able to say like, and we've recently had it where like we'll be
Hey.
like, hey, do you have the capacity to hold space for me right now? Because I'm going through something. And it's like having that, giving that consent allows that space to be. Because I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of times where people have called me because I've always been this type of person that, people come to with their stuff. And I mean, I do enjoy being able to help other people, but I don't know how many times I've sat there uncomfortable because they start trauma dumping and I'm just like, I got my own, like I don't
Excuse me.
but I don't, at the time I wasn't really good with boundaries, so
Wait.
I'm just sitting there, just taking it. Meanwhile, I'm having a whole battle war in my head because I'm like, I ain't got the time for this, but I'm trying to, give focus and give them attention and, give them what they're needing. So I think it's not so much about like, oh, I feel safe enough to like express my traumas with these people. And we're using trauma very loosely, people. It's not always like the big stuff, the sexual stuff or,
Nah, it's not always
I
that.
done lost my home, or it could be
Anything.
it could literally be anything. But I just lost my thought. Where was I going with that? I lost my thought. I was saying something.
Can be anything. But we have talked about this before, where you text your friend, call your friend, hey, do you have space where I can speak on X, Y, and Z? To me, that is one of the, that makes me smile when you actually ask me, do I have the space to hold what you're finna tell me? I had one of my sisters call me today. She was like, I just hate, like, because when I answered the phone for her, I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, wow, why you think only time I call you was something wrong? I'm like, no, but I hear it in your voice. There's something wrong. And so she was like, I just hate that if I call you to talk about stuff that, that's going on. And I was like, well, for one, this is what I do. For two, when she calls, it's never like just a straight dump, She literally asked. I said, you asked me, like, you good? Da da da. So it's okay. That's where you got to put those boundaries into place. But I can vividly tell you friendships built off of trauma bonds. And no longer are we, none of us cool, whatever. I literally just seen her. I was like, it's me and my brother, me and my best friend, like my brother. Friendship's been off trombone. I was like, no. I had to make sure. I'm like, nah, we are the same person though. We just been through this almost the exact same things with two different people. So it's like, you know, but no, I know somebody that was trauma bond and it was, oh, baby. It's
I
hard.
think in a lot of people, well, that's where I was going into it. I remembered it's like just because you feel that you have a safe space in a person and feel like, you know, I can trust them. They're not going to share my stuff with anyone else, or, you know, I just feel comfortable enough to share it. Does not mean that you should. And I, you know, as far as I've come on my healing journey and still healing, I have actually, I mean, and I don't know this for a fact. So this could be a story that I created, but the only thing that I could determine one of these friendships that I had lost was because at the time I did not have boundaries, and I think I shared stuff with her that she probably just wasn't, you know, because we had connected, and when I tell you it was just like everything was just in sync, it was in alignment, you know, and she was married, and we just talked about a lot of stuff, like, you know, she shared about her stuff. You know, some stuff in her like marriage and with their family and stuff like that. And then I shared some of my stuff. And at the time, like, I think it just got to the point where, like, I mean, and I at the time I was not in awareness because I'm like, you shared your stuff with me, I'm sharing my stuff with you, you know.
Right, what's
But
wrong?
I think that, you know, maybe it was just too much. And because I remember at one point it was like she was like, I think you're, you know, being taken advantage of. I don't want you to get taken advantage of with regards to like a family situation I had. And I was just like, you know, I was, you know, doing the best of what I could with what I had. But next thing you know, like the relationship just literally just fell through. And now that I think about it, it's like I do think that that was, you know, a trauma bond that had created. And I think even though I deemed her as a safe space, I mean, it don't mean that just because you can, don't mean you should, you know? So that's what I definitely want to express to people is to not just think about like, oh yeah, like they're cool, like I could trust them. It's not just about that. You know what I mean? So I think it's definitely important to like really kind of evaluate, like you just did, even, you know, like with your best friend, your brother, because it's like, huh. Like, should I, you know, do I need to put up any additional boundaries or do I need to adjust some things? Do I need to create
Honey, I was
boundaries?
about to say he might need to put up
So.
some boundaries. Like, because I definitely will, no shade, no tea, and he's a dude, so I will definitely call him like, you know, and sometimes I will get on and just go, da-da-da-da-da. Then I step back and like, yo, I'm so sorry. Do you have the space? And he'd be like, do I? Do I? But then he's like, yeah, you good, you know? That's exactly where I learned that boundary from. So yeah, but that's trauma dumping. Let's say that, because I will call him and be like, example, I had that decision, and baby, I just and I'm like, yo, we just had a full weekend. People probably had 4 hours of sleep the whole weekend. Did you ask your boy, is he all right? You know? I get it. I'll never want nobody to feel like that. And if you got friends who don't ask you permission, you might wanna, I don't wanna say it like this, check theirs.
And I
Please.
mean, I don't, you know, with that being said, it's too about the awareness because a lot of people don't think about that. This was not until the past like year and a half, 2 years that I became aware enough to think about like, hey, do you have the space for this? You know what I mean? Like, that is not, I don't think, a very common thing.
Because people are so used to, you're my friend, so you're gonna listen to me regardless. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not even so much just checking the friend, but like just creating the boundary and saying, hey, like you start showing up in that way. So like before you trauma dump on your friends, and if you think about it and you deem it as, you know, like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you know, I want to share this too. It is like ask. Because then that'll kind of do a little light bulb for them and it's like, oh, that's interesting. We've never You know what I mean? Like they'll probably
You
be
never
like,
did
what the
this
hell?
before.
Yeah, but then that could be the shift that you need. It's just you changing the behavior, you know?
You changing
But
the
also
perception.
too, thinking about your intention. Because I think a lot of people tend to trauma dump because they are in one victim mindset. And if you have not listened to that episode, please go back because it is a good one.
Very
But if you
good.
are in victim mindset, and I'm not going to express what that is per se in this episode since we already have, but that is a lot of people tend to trauma dump because they're looking for either validation or for someone to like agree with them, or it's just the ego literally just wanting somebody to be in a corner and you know what I mean? Like be like, yeah, girl,
Yeah.
that's crazy. He did that, or you know what I mean? Like it's usually the intention is not to get a solution or to it's not necessarily like with a positive what's the word I'm trying to think of? I feel like you know what I'm trying to say, but like I don't know what I'm trying to
No, not here.
like with a positive outcome. You know, so thinking about that before you do it, I think plays a big part in it. And then asking permission. So trauma dumping, what is it? What does that look like? And this is a drastic situation. So I can think of an example where I trauma bonded with a person. This was somebody I was in the military with. We were both in the army. And I was a medic, so I was, you know, with a lot of people that ended up having, you know, suicidal ideations and you know, sexual traumas and things like that. And this girl, I had to assist her. She was in my unit and I had to assist her, and we literally trauma bonded. She was going through some stuff and she was having, you know, suicidal ideations, and I ended up as the medic, you know, having to like kind of watch her and be there and everything. And of course, what are you doing? You got to listen. You're trying to make sure people aren't escalating. And so we had formed a bond, but because we're in unit and it wasn't a lot of females in the unit, so of course we naturally, you know, bonded. And she was fine. She was great with my kids, and at the time I was married, so you know, I had two kids, and we bonded over the years, but it was just like I noticed, and this was again when I did not have boundaries, y'all. So a lot of the times I felt drained in the after conversations. Not all of the times were bad, don't get me wrong. Like we had good times. She was great with my kids. We laughed, played, danced, all the things, right? But a lot of times it was like very negative mindsets about certain things, and then going into the sexual traumas, we both had, you know, had those types of experiences. So we definitely got validation from one another for a lot because it was like, you went through that and they ain't, and da 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 da, and you know, all the things.
That
So it definitely didn't feel chaotic, but I do recall like I had to mentally sometimes prepare myself for interactions with her because it was just like, I know it's gonna be something, you know, it's always something. And I eventually, at one point, we were out of the military at this time, and I was going through my divorce, and I was moving, and I was getting my own, you know, my own house and everything, big house. And it was just me and Kaylee, you know, it was me and my daughter. So, big old 4-bedroom, 2-story house with just us. And I was like, she was going through stuff, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm the type of person, you
Mother.
know, you can stay until you get on your feet. She was talking about like family and stuff. But let me tell you, the trauma bond got so bonded. Eventually got to the point because I'm letting her live in my house rent free. Not like re literally not requiring anything. I did not give any requirements, and she basically dang near had a whole floor to herself. Like, you know, her own room, bathroom level.
She was good.
And yeah, she was fit. And it ended up getting to the point where I, you know, and as I started, you know, ascending and getting, you know, having more growth and everything, I started getting more uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable in your own house, you start to notice things. And I think that's how you start to but we don't think they're trauma bonds, but we start to notice, you know, the interaction is not what we want it to be, right? So, but it eventually got to the point where I ended up having to go through the sheriff's department and everything to end up getting her like evicted. And if that wasn't good enough, which it wasn't, ended up having to, girl, use some hot foot powder to get I had to get her out of my house, and we were that's a whole nother. Oh
My girl
goodness.
had to put in work.
I had to because I was I, it just got to the point where I was just like, I can't do this. And especially when you feel disrespected in your home, like, ma'am, you ain't paying none of these bills and none of this. But I think that's how it ends up shifting with a lot of people. A trauma happens. You have these trauma bonds, and then a trauma happens to kind of form a division between your bonds. And that's usually spirit, God, source, your ancestors, whoever
Whatever you
you
want to call
subscribe
it.
to will do something to get your attention. And that's what had happened with me because I was going down the same. I was so uncomfortable when I tell you, I was like, how do I get this girl out of my house? Like, I don't, like, this isn't it anymore. But I was still not. The boundaries wasn't boundarying, y'all. And I think, yeah, so it happens in that way where the trauma bonds get, you know, dismembered a little bit due to a trauma between the two. And that's how it showed up for me. And it just got so bad because your girl wasn't listening to the signs. And I just kept bonding and, you know, keeping that
Bonding.
relationship that did not serve me. Can you think of a situation that was like that where it was some like crazy event that happened between you and another person or other people that you had a trauma bond with?
I had a trauma. Okay, so this me and this girl, and girl, I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all know I really don't hang out too many females because I myself and some other people be like, you got BDE. And I'm like, what's that? It was like, you have big dick energy. So
I
I don't
can't.
really hang out with females like that. But me and this young lady, we were cool and we bonded really because, you know, she was telling me her story about molestation and all that. And of course, I told y'all my story about being molested or whatever. And then at the time too, that's when I was drinking. So backstory, I used to drink really, really bad, drink to go to sleep, drink to wake up. So we bonded over that trauma, but then the other trauma was the alcohol. But since we were like every day, it was like, let's go drink. We're sitting at the pool drinking, you know. But it got so bad, it was like she became so clingy. And I'm like, why? You know, she had her own spot, everything, but she would come over like every day. And I'm like, yo, chill. I'm chilling with my homeboy or whatever, and you just popping up at my house. And when I would not answer her calls, whatever, I would get a whole these text messages like, so you ignore me? You're not talking to me? You're just like everybody else. You're just gonna leave me. And I'm like, I thought we were just friends. I'm confused on where did you get this whole thing from? The way our friendship ended was like, the keeping it real, I just had to go ahead and put my hands on her, just to be honest. Like, because you weren't gonna leave me
We are
alone.
not recommending that in Trigger Warning
We
Podcast,
are
okay?
Trigger Warning Podcast. We're teaching you how to use your voices.
Not
Use your
hands.
intellect. Be emotionally intelligent. I was not emotionally intelligent. Thank you for that word, Antika. She told me that today. But I was not emotionally intelligent. It was, for one, I was on alcohol real bad. So you knew I was drinking like crazy. Why would you keep, you know? That's how our friendship ended. She now like be popping up on my Facebook. I was like, oh no, nope. I don't need no people I may know. Not a blast from the past. Got a blast. She's a pastor now. I ain't that crazy. But no. That's the only thing I
Gotcha.
have. I just need everybody to I need everybody to know when people call you and dump. You don't have to take it. You can say no. Well, not no, but like not right now is a good time. Can we talk about this another day? There's words you can say without just flat out being like, I ain't with it, you know? But never take on something you can't handle. If you don't have the capacity for it, don't take it on.
This is what boundaries are for, y'all, for us. So yes, like you have the power to just say, hey, this sound, you know what? Like, I really hate to interrupt your wisdom, but like this sounds like, you really need my full focus and attention. And I'm gonna be honest, like it's not that I don't want to be there for you, but right now I truly just don't have the capacity. So, like, we could, maybe we can pick this up tomorrow or like next this weekend or something, because I would really want to give you my full attention and be able to, like, see if I can give you what you need at that time. But right now, I ain't got it. Like, just being honest. You know what I mean? Like, that I feel like would be a smoother way to go about it. Or, and I mean, because I know when I was practicing boundaries and still am, sometimes it's like I don't want to be, actually had a thing today with at the grocery store, and I was holding my son and, carrying him, and this lady, the cashier behind me, started touching his feet. Like, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what? You know what I mean? Like, people do this. But I have to, I'd pause, and I just, kind of like moved away, and I just, smiled like, oh, yeah. But like, people just, I don't know, like stuff that just be obvious. It don't, but sometimes it's uncomfortable to speak our boundaries, So find a way to just say, hey, you know what? I ain't got it right now. Or guess what? It's okay to not answer the call. It's okay to not answer the text right now. I think the biggest
We do
thing
it
when
for
it
that.
comes to trauma bonding and trauma dumping, it usually happens with friends. And I think a lot of it happens because we do not understand that we should have boundaries in our friendship. And by that, I mean, we need to understand that friendships are a choice. When I choose to be your friend and be able to, like, you know what I mean? Like, for us to have this energy exchange, it is by choice. I am not bound by any type of duty to listen to your shit, just being honest. I love you and I'm here for you. But I think a lot of times, and that again goes to that victim mindset, like with your friend that was like, oh, you just like everybody else and you gonna do me like that and all that stuff. That's because she's expecting that you gotta be here to support her in her time of need. And I want you to understand that's not what the friendship is. This is a choice. I'm not your mama. I'm not your, and hell, we know sometimes even with those close relationships, they ain't what they need to be. But I'm just saying, understand that, listen, we are here because we want to be. So
I
it is
don't have
important
to
for
be
us
here
to
for you.
evaluate the relationships that we have and see, like, hey, am I trauma bonding with my friend? Like, am I always bringing up negative stuff? And am I asking if she has a space? And even sometimes it's okay, because even sometimes, like, I got certain friends that I do, because we're both aware of it. I'm not gonna lie, I got other friends where we just do. But I will say now, like, hey, I don't have the capacity right now, And so I think it's even important, like, not that you gotta fix it all today and fix all your relationships. That's not gonna happen, and that's okay. But to have the awareness to be able to say, like, to start to notice these things in our current relationships and as we develop new ones, is to see, like, am I doing that? Are they doing this? Start to pay attention when people start talking to you about stuff. And, like, how is your energy feeling? You know what I mean? Because that could be a trauma bond, and we don't even know it.
You hit the nail on the head when you said they expect you to be able to take on that stuff because you're my friend. You should be ready to listen to whatever. Baby, just because I'm your friend by choice,
Yes.
first of all. And this is the light worker that your favorite hood, right? Light worker that is still healing every day.
Hopefully not putting hands.
Not only when provoked. My God. Don't provoke me. I ain't no killer, but don't ain't no killer, but don't push me. I really have a thing where I don't like hurting my friends' feelings. So I will I had a thing where I didn't like hurting my friends' feelings. So I will allow you to dump 24/7. And in my journey, on my journey, I did not know how to ward it off. So when you dump on me, I held it. So I will always want to fix you, you know? Like, what can I do to make them feel better? What can I do for X, Y, and Z? Da, 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 da. And it's like, what can you do? Again, I'm still healing. Because, baby, some people I just blocked. I ain't get no explanation why I ain't talking to you. I just block you. And let the Lord tell you why I blocked you. I am one of them people too. Sometimes complaining can be looked as a dumping too.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, I never notice how much I hate people complaining. Like, if you complain too much around me, you know what I do? I literally sit there and go like this. And I black out. Like, I no longer know what you're talking about. Because everything that comes out your mouth is a complaint. Nothing good has happened to you. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Help me help you, baby.
That's definitely a big, that's definitely a major example for trauma dumping is the constant complaining. And another one, because I know we kind of talked about a couple examples, but another one is also, as far as trauma bonding, you ever have those friends that, like, they don't want you to have other friends? You ever have friendships where they be like, oh, where are we going? What, oh, you going with that person? And, like, I've literally had friendships where people would, like, they expect me to not be friends with people they're not friends with. And I've never been that person. I'm like, I'm going to form my own relationship. Now, there's certain things, like maybe if it's an ethical thing and it, you know, core values, right? Like, but for the most part, I'm going to form my relationship with people. Like, just because you had a falling out and don't like that person don't mean I don't have to, you know? And I think sometimes our friendships, like, I've had those people where they be like, oh, so you doing that with them people and, you know, you... like, I'm not invited, I'm not included and stuff. And it's like, again, we are here by choice. That's another form of a trauma bond, y'all. Like, and I'm sure a lot of people got, like, experiences with this type of thing. And start to
I
notice
know.
The signs. Pay attention.
Right.
Because they there.
I know. Yeah. I'm one of them. They be like, I don't know. I don't. See, I don't care. You can hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. Now, if you know me and this person ain't one of the ones that's gonna get with each other, keep them away from me.
Yeah.
Like, keep
I
it
can
a
understand
once,
that.
Once again, my bro, some people, I just be like, now you know them people talk about us and whoop, 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 whoop. But he is one of the main people, and I'm learning this from him every day. Like, he play chess, not checkers. Like, I know how to deal with you and keep you off of me. Then you, and he calm with it, like, oh, okay, yeah. Then you got me that's the healer that's still healing, and I'm sitting there looking at you like this the whole time, like, huh, this is going to sound so bad. But since we real and raw on here, some people I just be like, yo, if I put your name out of a bo at the bottom of my shoe, I will walk you down. Like, stop playing with me.
Yeah.
My husband is one of the main people who, if you call him dumping on him, bro's gonna be like, all right, I'm private.
And don't.
And won't. He'll call you, he literally calls me back 4 days later, like, yo, what's up? And the person be like, well, you're supposed to call me back. He be like, oh, I forgot. Or,
oh, we gonna finish the conversation?
He really uses the baby most of the time. He be like, I had to do something with my son. Oh, you know, I got the baby, you forgot. Like,
I've done that. I have done that.
Not you too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what he gotta pay some kind of dues in this house.
So you might cover up, son. You cutting
boy
up.
Ain't paying no rent right now, so listen, that's the least he could do. Oh, I gotta
I get
go
it.
Feed my son. He's waking up. We're on a schedule.
But literally, like, he's the one who taught me, like, mm-mm, bad. He do not hold space. If bro ain't got it, he ain't got it. Now.
But that's a good, that is a good point. That is a big sign of if you need to check the relationship and see if you need a boundary because maybe there's a trauma bond or, you know, something like that. Is if you are looking for an excuse to get off the phone, to not interact with this person, if you are like, if you find yourself in that space trying to figure out how not to, that's a big sign that like maybe you need to reevaluate the relationship. And again, not to say completely cut them off, not to say necessarily to block them, but like you need to start like trying to actively think of how you can create that boundary in the relationship or create that awareness. Like, hey, you know what I noticed? Like every time we talk, you know, it always seems like there's something, you know, negative going on. And while I definitely want to support you, but like I do like I really value like talking about more positive things and like solutions, not just like the complaining, you know? And I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like it's gonna feel real difficult, it's gonna be real awkward, it's gonna be real. I've definitely went through imposter syndrome as I started creating boundaries because even I would think like, girl, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, what you mean? Like you're trying to change the game. Like we've been calling each other talking about our stuff, you know? I've caught myself in that line of thinking. So you should definitely prepare yourself as you grow in this awareness because you probably don't have people trying to call you out on it. And because you are not necessarily firm in it yet, and because we are like, you know, we're just starting to create these boundaries and these things, it's gonna feel real ugly sometimes because you might, you know, they might make you be like, damn, you're right. Like, okay,
There you
what's going
go.
on? You know, like it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But we're growing in awareness. And guess what? The more you stand firm in your boundaries, the more you do it. And every time it happens, because they're used to the pattern, right? They call you and that happens again. Hey, like we talked about this. And a boundary, it's not for someone else to enforce, it's for you too. So at that point, that's on you. If you are staying in that energy and you uncomfortable because you allowing them to trauma dump and you're growing in that trauma bond with them, that's on you.
That was me. I would allow you to dump, like, okay. And I never say anything, but that too was me as a person who, my throat chakra was blocked. I would allow people to easily manipulate me. And we'll talk about that on another podcast. We will talk about how to unblock chakras, not only your throat chakra, but your sacral chakra and everything like that, because those play a big part in a lot of our healing, our honestly, certain chakras play a lot into your skin health, your
Everything.
health. So,
Everything.
but that was me. I would
Ooh,
and
we're
I
gonna
never
talk about how them blocked chakras show up.
I never knew
Now
how
me
bad
having headaches
drinking
and you know,
all the time for no reason.
people that have
What is
bad
the reason?
menstrual cramps. Now we know
Because
that not we, listen.
not because your sacral and your solar plexus chakra is
Right.
blocked.
Yeah,
Baby
that's but
Dan, oh
that's a
Lord.
whole other episode.
And you know that's my area because
Yes, Miss
that's my
Reiki Queen
area.
over here.
But yeah. And even I can say back to when I had the trauma bond with the young lady, I look back at the pictures, I was dark. And everybody was
Your
like, damn,
aura.
what's something dark. You feel me? Like,
Well,
even to
for
the
the
point.
people that don't know, what does that mean? For like explain that a little bit.
I was just in a very dark spot place. And it's a showed on my skin though, literally. At first I was like, oh, it's just because I'm drinking a lot. But no, like all this was dark. Like it was bad. And I didn't really start talking about or learning the auras, whatever, either until my sister, Coco. She tells us all the time, like, we all have different lights with us, you know? Like, oh, sometimes you're green, sometimes you're yellow, sometimes, you know? I'm like, girl, we ain't no stop sign. We did not see the road lights. But I get it more and more every day, but yes. Your aura is different colors. Y'all remember the mood rings y'all had growing up? That
Stilettos.
honey, I got a jade one. My jade ring. I don't have any rings on today. I have no whew. Yeah, I have on no crystals. Ain't that something? My God. I'm a little too open. But yeah, I can't wait to that podcast, y'all. I'm sorry. Because then I realized when we talking about the aura, we talking about the chakras, and then now with me not having any type of anything on me, y'all don't let y'all, I don't even know what else to say about the trauma bond and trauma dump. Don't let people dump on you.
Well,
Don't.
I wanted to get into a little bit before we, end is on how we can, because obviously, yes, like negative, the trauma bonds and the trauma dumping can lead, that's low vibrational stuff. That's not high vibrations. And everything is energy, right? So the more that we are engaging in those type of connections where we are trauma bonding, trauma dumping, all those things, the lower we're going to be vibrating, and energy attracts energy, right? So if we're vibrating low, we are constantly probably going to be pulling in more relationships that are similar to that. So in order to kind of shift and start vibrating a little higher, we need to start setting those, excuse me, setting those boundaries. We need to start getting into things and like noticing, even if, let's say, you have a slip up and it's just your throat chakra still blocked, right? And you couldn't pull it out to say, hey, I can't, right? And you find yourself doing that. Check in with yourself, take a moment before you go do something else. And I learned this from one of my therapists too, is like, shift the energy. Do something to get out of that mindset, because there is, and I'm not even going to get into all the science of it and the psychology, because I'm a little bit of a nerd, but getting out of that brain, that trauma brain, and doing something to uplift it, whether it's listening to like some type of music that, gets you in a good mood or something, whatever it is, like whatever you got to do, moving, shaking, getting in nature, getting barefoot in the grass. Have taken a moment of silence, meditating, listening to like frequencies, the frequencies. Why was that so hard to say? Doing something to get out of that before you go about your day, because otherwise you're going to carry that. That energy is going to be stuck in you if you don't release it,
Every
and
time.
it's going to show up somewhere else in the form of either an ailment, a pain. And it could show up in so many ways, but we don't want to keep that energy there. So get out of that before you just go about your day, so you're not carrying what's not yours. Like, listen, we have enough
Please.
to carry in this life, in this 3D world, in this ghetto, okay? In this hood, we have enough stuff to carry on our shoulders. We
This
have history,
ghetto hood.
we have work, we have kids. We're wives, we're uncles, we're aunts, we're all these things, all these titles. We got enough, okay? Not you out here trying to carry somebody else's stuff.
And
No.
I would carry everybody
Release
else's stuff.
it. Release it. Sing a song. Scream in a pillow. Like
Baby, shake your hips
something.
and release it all.
Hug a tree. Do something to get out of that energy. Go work out or something, but release it. So I think that is important to say too. Not just, but yes, starting to just be aware. And don't try to just do it all at once, but just be aware.
Please.
And then slowly start to think about it. Start to think about how you're going to try to, express that boundary, how you're going to start trying to show up, because you're showing up for you now. You ain't doing it for them. Understand, you don't
Please
have to be
always
there for
show up
them.
for
And you
you.
can, ooh, I got a word for y'all. You can support your friends without having to do something, okay? And that doesn't always mean having to listen to them complain, right? Like, hey, okay, but how are we gonna fix this? How are we gonna change out this energy? Let's go work out. Let's go do something. Let's go. Whatever the case may be,
Do something.
do something.
Why are you saying that? Let's say this. Working out is moving your endorphins. And when you move your endorphins, they send off a signal, so to say, in your body to tell you, like, hello, hello, hello. We need to do this. This feels good, you know? And it gets you hyped. Me and my little cousin was talking about that the other day. Like, she was like, yeah, I had stopped working out, woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, you
You
know?
notice a shift in your energy when you don't, when you're not, getting whatever excess energy
Yeah.
needs, that needs to be released. So
Most definitely.
it's very important to find something. Like I said, like I got plenty of things that I do, whether it's massages or chiropractic care or acupuncture or Reiki or, plant medicine, even like doing like trauma healing sessions, doing the plant medicine and allowing people to purge and stuff. That was the biggest thing. And that's why it's so important. And with this work, like it was so beautiful doing the plant medicine sessions with like using Hapa and Sananga with clients, because a lot of times they just purge. And so many people have all this stored trapped up energy. That's why people are walking around like this or got back pain and they got knee problems and they got migraines and they got all these things, but they don't even know. They over here just taking all these like man-made medications for it. Little do they know, it's a stored trauma.
That's it. That's
Your
it.
body is trauma bonded, okay? Like
It's so many different exercises and movements you can do, and you'll be surprised once you do like a certain stretch. You're gonna release this loud scream. And you're gonna be like, yo, what's that? You just released something. It's a relief. Just like some women when they cut, like me, I cut my locks off, my traditional locks. I hollered. But I knew it wasn't a holler for me. It was like a screeching. It's a release. And that was, your hair holds trauma. Excuse me, your hair holds energy. So, y'all let it go. Don't take on
Let
other
it
people's trauma.
go.
Okay, frozen babies. Don't hold other people's
Yes.
problems. Teach your friends how to.
Teach your friends
Okay.
how to treat you, and teach your
Baby,
friends how
that's
to
exactly
treat
what I was teaching.
themselves, okay? And it only starts with you treating you how you need to.
It's okay to teach people how to treat you, baby.
Yes.
Ain't nothing
Yes.
wrong with it.
So
But release them traumas. Release
release
it.
it. And a good source of information about that is the book The Body Keeps the Score. That book, when I tell you, changed my life, and it literally talks about like trauma being stored in our body and how it shows up and how we can, what we can do to like remediate that. It is so good, and I'm trying. The author's name is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it. But the book is The Body Keeps the Score. I would go grab it, but I don't feel like it. So
I was
The
about to say,
Body
just
Keeps the
drop
Score.
the link in the
Oh
if you
yeah, in
can.
the show notes. We'll put that in there.
Yeah.
Yes,
And we're
I will do
gonna
that.
drop the link to be able to go to Kiki's page and make sure y'all sign up for her text.
Yes.
And make sure you sign up for any type of shadow work coaching that you may need. The part that I don't like talking about myself. I will drop and make sure that we have my link to my services also,
Yes.
for you all. We gotta do what we gotta do.
Yes.
And it's funny that, and I'm gonna just tell y'all, thank y'all so much for supporting us so far. And all your
Yes.
feedback on our videos and how it is helping you all. But the thing is, every week after these calls, well, not even calls, after our video, after we record the videos, I say calls y'all because it really just be like I'm kicking it with my homegirl. Like it feels like me and her just on a regular phone call.
Yeah.
It helps me and it has me thinking and it literally has me go do my journaling, you know?
Yeah.
Like we said at the beginning of our podcast today, what was one word is tired. Me personally, I've been in a good, I feel good, but you always let you know too. about yourself, y'all. If you ever notice when you're getting to a place where you're just irritated or whatever, look at your home or your room. You can tell. And if it's cluttered, most of the time when your home is cluttered, junky, whatever, or discombobulated, we'll say that, it's because your mind, that's how your mind is. So once you clean that area and clean it up, you'll feel and see that you're like, whew. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulder, like, oh, I can see clearly now. So if you're ever going through a travel bond too, that's another way to clean up. Just clean up. And cleaning up
Everything
is,
outside of us is a reflection of what's inside. So
cleaning up
if
is
your
not just
home is
the home.
not, it is, and this ain't to say every day, right? Because life
Right.
be life in, but in general, if your home is in un, you know, unorganized or state where, yeah, it's just messy, it is most likely a reflection of your inner state. I definitely notice a difference when I clean. I mean, and I'm doing it all the time anyway, but could definitely notice a difference in the energy when you do that, which will be a whole nother podcast. We're gonna talk about how to cleanse and clear the energy and everything, because that's definitely a must, y'all. Definitely a must. But yes, we
Like that.
certainly thank y'all for listening. And you know, this podcast is not just for y'all, it is for us, because
Listen.
we're literally just talking to ourselves and reminding ourselves. We know you know this. You know this information. We're just reminding you. You forgot. It's okay. We're here for you. In the meantime, y'all. Oh, wait. We got to do better with this.
What?
What's your win and your lesson and your trigger?
Baby. My lesson was not
Oh,
to be.
did you do your homework? Did you buy your stuff? What you buy? You
You
was
remember
supposed to.
I did it the last week.
Oh, did you?
And then
Damn.
you remember I
Okay.
said I went out the whole weekend, so it wasn't really much to show. My accomplishment, I actually went to our conference that had over 300 people there, and I did not have anxiety attack. That's
Okay.
a win for me, okay? My lesson, baby, I was on a trip. We're gonna leave it at that. I was on a trip in my little rocket ship, and I learned, I seen things and confirmations of like people who aren't for me and other things during this trip, but it taught me how to go with my first mind. And stop always second guessing.
Trust your intuition.
Yeah, and I suck at that. Real talk.
Oh,
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah, I suck at that. So what was your win? Your lesson.
my win is, sorry, you made me think about another episode. intuition and like when it was silenced. My win for the week. Damn. I mean, I know there's a win in there. I don't know. I mean, oh, I'm going on a date. Well, that's a win. You know, we out
That's a
here
win.
in the dating streets. I have a date and I'm excited about it. My lesson or something I was triggered. Well, yeah, so you know, the lady at the grocery store. But that was what helped me to see. I'm like, okay, I need to think about like for if this was to happen again, because that is the second time somebody is, you know, doing a little thing on the feed or like touching his hand. I don't like that. And apparently that's just not a common thing to not just touch somebody's baby without asking. It helped me to see how uncomfortable I was with speaking up about it, that I'm like, okay, I need to think about this for the like if this was to happen again, because that's obviously a boundary. Me being annoyed and feeling like I'm thinking of all the things that I could say to her but not saying, that's a sign that your boundaries ain't boundaries. So that was my trigger lesson. And then did you do anything for yourself this week?
No, girl, I had the conference. So,
I haven't yet either, but the week is not over, y'all. It is not over. It is Wednesday, so we
it
can
ain't
still do something
over.
for self.
Well, my thing I'm gonna say is for self is again, I know that my mind has been cluttered. So I am going to just clean like everything. I don't celebrate the 4th of July. So, and it was so rude how I thought about it. I was like, well, I'm spending my whole 4th of July since I'm off cleaning up. I mean, my ancestors weren't free then, so I'm gonna do like they were doing. Cleaning. So, yeah,
Yeah,
that's
I
it.
plan to do that too.
Yeah.
So okay, well, that was a whole nother episode under the that we can wrap up, and until the next time, y'all,
Y'all know what we say.
stay triggered.
We trigger babies.
And we will see y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. Sorry.
I know, I yes.
I be
We'll
hating you
talk
say
about
that.
that later.
Yeah, later, y'all.